ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Kindness in your eyes, I guess. You heard me cry, you smiled at me like Jesus to a child.
They're two of Australia's favourite performers, and now Anthony Kalia and Tim Campbell are taking on two of the greatest artists of all time. The couple will perform the songs of Elton John and George Michael in Melbourne and Sydney later this year with the help of good friend John Foreman. I spoke to them a little earlier.
Good morning.
Oh, in sync.
Again.
I know, right?
Which is good given you put the reason you're here is because you've got a show together. Why did you take on the works of Elton John and George Michael?
Well, why not? I mean, look, because we had a very successful tour last year, so much so that, you know, we said, well, people come, this is the first time we toured together. Will they come to our show? And we put on 12 shows and did 27 in the end. So we thought, well, this is working and we're still married.
That's a help.
Yeah.
Were you worried, like, when you embarked on it? Like,
no, oh, yeah. I was hoping for the opposite. But anyway, PK, yeah, here we are.
We're still here. He's just got really bad divorce lawyers. but we, so because it worked so well, we wanted to move into the next show and wanted to elevate it with an orchestra. And we kept coming up with different ideas and what kind of music, you know, touches us and works. And honestly, we kept coming back to Elton John and George Michael. And for obvious reasons, I mean Anthony did an album 10 years ago with the ABC, with the songs of George Michael. And my previous dog was called Reggie. I'm a rocket man. So I'm a bit of an Elton John fan as well. So it's just whenever we come up with these songs and how will these melodies work with an orchestra. And
it naturally occurred. And The thing is, like I said to Tim, I go, if we're going to do this, I want to do it big. I want to be at Hamer Hall in Melbourne. I want to be at the Sydney Opera House in Sydney.
I want Chong Lim on board. No. He was available.
So we got John Foreman. No, I'm kidding. No, we love John. And he's one of our best mates. And this is the thing. Like, I've known John since I was 16. I wagged school to be on Good Morning Australia with Bert Newton. And that's when I first met him. And then obviously I did Idol with him. And so I just know how brilliant he is as an arranger, as a conductor. His musicality is next level. So to be able to collaborate with him and celebrate the music of Elton and George, there's nothing that's exciting us more this year, which is sort of sad in a relationship that we've been together for 17 years.
Spice it up.
Let's talk about work.
Let's sing Elton John and George Michael. That's how I'd spice it up too. So we're all on the same wavelength. Does performing these songs alongside the Australian Pops Orchestra breathe new life into them?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, we've always had our band and really great musicians, but to elevate it with, you know, a 35-piece orchestra and to be able to use. And the good thing with John Foreman as well, because he has such a great pop sensibility too, so he knows how to bridge a classic kind of sound, if you'd say that, with an orchestra to really bring a bit of pop out. So,
And the thing is too, like with John, his musicality, but then, you know, when you bring the songs of Elton and George Michael, like, you know, all of a sudden you go, okay, can Fast Love work with an orchestra? And you go, yeah, it can, because the backbone of that song is so solid. And then all of a sudden you get a different perspective on a song because it's interpreted differently. And that's going to be the most beautiful thing about this show. It's about interpreting them orchestrally.
And that's a good testament to a good pop song is, does it work or acoustically just with a guitar? Does it work with an orchestra? And these songs we know work.
Like, so, of course, there is that epic song that George Michael and Elton John did together, right? Oh, don't let the sun go down on me. Although I serve myself, it's always someone else I see. You're doing that?
Absolutely. I mean, don't let that sun go down on us.
And which roles will you be playing?
Well, this is the thing. I got a feeling John Foreman may turn into a bit of a
mediator.
Yeah, because we're working on it at the moment, and it's like, who, you know, it's like swap cards. I want this one for this one. We'll swap this one for this one. And how things are going to work.
You know, in a relationship, PK, you pick your battles.
Yeah.
I just wait for the right time when Tim's having a weak moment and I go in for the kill.
Did I remind you Anthony's Italian? Yeah.
No. It hasn't passed me by. So how are you choosing the rest of the songs? Because it's like you've almost got too many choices.
Well, that's a good thing.
I
think it's a brilliant thing to be able to have a catalogue of songs that, you know, these songs have played a part in so many people's lives, yours in particular with George. But this is the beautiful thing. You're not sitting there going, oh, how do we make a show work? It's like, this show's going to go for 2.5 hours or 3 hours because there's so much to choose from.
To be fair. Yeah. So if you bring your jammies in your thermos, it's all fine. We understand.
And we have decided too, though, we are going to do a few little medleys.
There'll probably be more and more as it goes along.
I love a medley.
Oh, really?
Big fan of a medley.
But then, like, say, Elton John, for example, I want to go back to 1970. I mean, your song is one of my ultimate favourites.
So good.
But then you have that and you want to go through the ages. I mean, you're a Tiny Dancer, and like every year you go 71, and then you have Rocket Man and Daniel and... This is just the early 70s of his, so there's a lot to get through.
I was on the other end of the phone once. We were based in LA at one time, and I was back in Australia, and this one calls me from LA, and he goes, I just went for a walk. I'm going down Sunset Boulevard. Elton John has just rocked up in a car park on Sunset Boulevard, and he's doing a live performance. And is that when Lady Gaga rocked up as well?
So yeah, because I know the live album very well. I know the one night in Madison Square Garden, and thinking, oh, it sounds pretty similar, but I'm going, no, he didn't phrase it like that. Like, I know the phrasing.
Could hear it from their balcony.
And I'm thinking, someone's playing it really loud. I literally went to the balcony in West Hollywood, went, this is a live show, walked up and saw Elton John playing outside of Tower Records, because I think it was just before the Oscars and he had a new album out. And then suddenly, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, here comes Lady Gaga to do the duet in this car park in West Hollywood.
And I'm in Australia and he's got the phone up going, listen to this.
Brilliant.
You must have been, like, going through the most intense FOMO.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. I loved it.
Okay, so what songs are must sings and what are unexpected ones perhaps?
Well, I kind of feel like this could turn into a creative meeting with you, to be honest.
I feel like
I want to ask you, like, what George Michael song, if we didn't do, would you say you're never allowed on my show and I'm blocking you on social media?
I think Jesus to a Child.
Oh, that's definitely going to
be. Okay, good.
Yeah, no.
What about One More Try?
Oh,
that's my all-time favourite.
Hard Day?
Oh, yes.
Well, I want to actually take some of, like, the real, like, the fast loves and tracks like that where we can have a little bit of fun with it in an orchestral environment.
And obviously I'll do I Want Your Sex. I mean, look at me.
Oh, hello. I don't know. For sure. Faith, which is, oh. Yeah. Because I got to have faith.
I've been doing Faith since my band,
Careless Whisper, one of the best songs ever written.
Of course. Yeah. I remember lining up at HMV Music in Bourke Street in 2004. It was the year of Idol because that's when he released Patience, and he released it in March, and that's when the auditions were on for Idol. And I still remember going to Bourke Street and I'm like, I have to get this album.
Yeah.
And Amazing was probably one of my favourites on that album.
Amazing
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. So I can't get away from this theme because it just seems so obvious to me. They're both gay icons. So are you.
Thanks for putting us in the icon.
We'll take the gay part. it's a bit of a rainbow orchestral show, isn't it? I guess you could say.
It totally is.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because good music is good music no matter who is behind that music. But then to have two iconic, influential men who have, you know, definitely made a mark and their legacy will last on.
Yeah, and
forever.
George Michael was a real trailblazer came to that and was really dogged by so much homophobia. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That the documentary out recently is incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's actually a little bit confronting at times too, and just getting in the mindset of what he went through as a child. And I didn't, obviously, I think a lot of us watched it going, I didn't know he went through all of that.
You know what song I'd love to hear you do?
Oh, yes, tell us.
Nothing Looks the Same in the Light.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's,
all right.
That is the first bit of trivia for you, and it is in that documentary, so it's not trivia I'm unveiling on my own. It's not my own exclusive. But that song was his first sexual experience with a man, and he wrote it, but, you know, in a gender ambiguous way, and later revealed that's what it was. And it's a very It's a very intimate, beautiful song.
Yeah.
And so that I want to hear on stage at Hamer Hall.
I'm just about to I'm just about to announce our new MC for the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. A narrator.
Oh, look, it's been such a delight to have you both in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.